USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says more than 103 million Americans have now been fully vaccinated against COVID, as more than 243 million doses of vaccine have been administered. Cases have also been falling nationwide, with a seven-day average of around 50,000 new cases reported per day, their lowest point since last fall. With cases falling and vaccination rates rising, some cities and states have been lifting restrictions and announcing plans for fully reopening. Dr. Anthony Fauci says if vaccination rates keep staying high, those plans won't be premature. The White House's chief medical advisor tells MSNBC that the UK variant of the virus, currently the dominant strain in the country, could still reverse the positive trends.
We can defeat it, no doubt, because the vaccine works very well against this particular variant. There's no doubt about that, which is all the more reason why we should be getting vaccinated.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
There are new pushes to get high schoolers vaccinated against COVID now that shots are available to everyone 16 and older across the country. That comes as school districts return to full-time in-class instruction and some deal with outbreaks. Colorado is one of those states seeing a rise in cases among young people. But Governor Jared Polis says he has no intention of changing guidelines for returning to classrooms. He tells CNN that the data they have shows that schools have a generally low infection rate.
The data that we have continues to show that schools are a relatively safe place in that they're controlled, there's mask wearing. It's not that there's zero transmission in schools, of course there is, but the transmission at schools seems to be a function of the general community transmission rate. So when it's high in a community, it's also high in the schools. When it's low in a community, it's lower in the schools. And so that's what we're seeing. I think another factor at play here is as more parents and grandparents are vaccinated and their younger children aren't, they're going out, they're doing things, and while the disease may be much more minor for 15 and 18-year-olds, it's still something that you know we should take precautions against.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Biden has canceled a number of projects originally intended to build sections of a wall on the southern border. The Trump administration had diverted some funds from defense budgets to fund that construction. A spokesperson for the Defense Department said that the money would go back to fund other departmental projects. The move comes as the immigration crisis on the border continues to worsen, with officials estimating that apprehensions along the border in April have leveled off, but still remain near record highs. Representative Henry Cuellar says the handling of unaccompanied minors is improving, but the Texas Democrat tells Fox News that there are still issues with the high number of illegal crossings.
They're doing a little better on the outflow itself, but what about the inflow? That is, people coming in, those numbers are still coming in. I mean, look at the people that they released on Postal Control discretion. It's about 8,500 people that they released on the honor system, and they're not even part of the, have not been given a notice to appear. Right. They're not part of the immigration system. So to say that we have everything under control, you know, I'm supportive of President Biden. I'm a supporter of his. But, you know, we're not paying attention to the borders, communities, and this is not under control.
And a four-person crew has left the International Space Station aboard SpaceX's Dragon spacecraft and are headed back to Earth after 6 months on the space station. The three American and one Japanese astronauts are expected to splash down in the Gulf of Mexico early Sunday morning in a rare nighttime landing. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.